Six Pathways to Farmland Access, Models from Around New England by Marissa Latshaw and Alex Redfield. Read by Marissa Latshaw and Alex Redfield. If we are to build a food system that thrives in our region, we must forge alternative pathways to support new farmers in accessing land and markets. The economics of small-scale, locally oriented, and ecologically responsible agricultural operations are incompatible with a marketplace defined by extractive production and global supply chains. Identifying and implementing strategies to facilitate this transition, despite the political and economic barriers to success, will require a combination of public policy tools, community support, and sufficient financing to make progress in the face of broader trends of farmland consolidation and conversion. Here, we highlight six unique approaches to land access from each of the six New England states. Innovative work is happening all around us. Some thanks to generous donors and insightful policymakers, some resulting solely from good relationships with neighbors. These six profiles are offered to amplify just a few unique approaches that might resonate with you and your community.
Connecticut, connecting people and green spaces in New Haven. In addition to making farmland accessible in rural agricultural communities, pathways to food access can and must be forged in urban spaces as well. In New Haven, a grassroots movement is transforming urban vacant lots and untended parcels into vibrant community gardens and ecological preserves, and in doing so is healing far more than the land. In this issue's interview with Gather New Haven's Executive Director, Jonathan Savage, and Development and Community Outreach Manager, Zion Jones, we glimpse a vision of green space as a catalyst for food access, public health, education, and belonging. From teaching kids to sail in New Haven Harbor, to partnering with formerly incarcerated individuals and indigenous groups, Gather New Haven's work in collaboration with city officials and local residents is expansive yet rooted. Their approach addresses urgent issues, food insecurity, disconnection from nature, and environmental justice through simple yet powerful acts: growing food, sharing space with the community, educating youth, and restoring relationships with the land and one another. Though approximately 90% of the growing spaces that Gather New Haven manages are owned by the City of New Haven and have no significant protection from potential development, the gardens create immeasurable community benefits and opportunity to build alternative food systems from within the downtown core. Read the full interview at fromthegroundupne.org.
Maine, philanthropy for farmland access. In 2024, Omosombo Katuka and his family were able to celebrate a major milestone in the development of their farming enterprise, OK Community Farm. OK Community Farm now has a permanent home. After 10 years of farming on leased land scattered across four towns and two counties, Katuka successfully purchased a 52-acre farm just 15 minutes from the family's home in Lewiston, Maine. With sound financials, a strong connection to local markets, and a demonstrable track record of production and marketing expertise, OK Community Farm had many of the essential elements needed to purchase a farm outright, but finding the right parcel in the right place and at the right price proved elusive. Attempts to access federal financing were slow and ultimately unsuccessful, and private funding was unavailable. Banks are generally hesitant to offer mortgages on open land for agriculture. Two notable transactions were key in making the land purchase possible. First, the land had been protected by Maine Farmland Trust through an agricultural conservation easement years ago, reducing the development value of the property on the open market. Second, OK Community Farm had built a farm intentionally designed to feed community members who struggled with food access. By growing crops familiar to newly arriving West and Central African immigrants and refugees, and leveraging federal and state nutrition incentive programs, OK Community Farm had built a profitable business that simultaneously advanced goals of ending hunger and creating a more welcoming community. This community-minded aspect of the farm helped establish it as a meaningful and tangible effort in alignment with charitable and philanthropic partners. Though OK Community Farm as a for-profit business wasn't eligible for traditional grant-making opportunities, Katuka's commitment to a resilient and just local food system proved to be enough for the Elmina B. Sewell Foundation to offer below market terms on a loan to purchase the property. The Sewell Foundation is in the process of transitioning 100% of its assets into alignment with the foundation's values by 2028, including allocating $18 million to investments in Maine. And they've emphasized the importance of mobilizing all of the organization's resources, financial and otherwise, to advance their vision for a just, sustainable, and healthy Maine. Beyond the loan to OK Community Farm, the Sewell Foundation has recently developed resources and process documents that outline how they offer to support other farmland access and land return projects around the region. Mission-aligned investment is hardly a new strategy for New England charitable foundations, with programs like the New Hampshire Community Foundation's Impact Investment Fund operating under this model for over four decades. A wider shift of foundation endowments towards mission-aligned projects could provide a key source of capital for farmland access and tenure interventions. The Sewell Foundation's portfolio, as an example, will not see market rate returns on their loan to Katuka, but will see a significantly higher rate of return when viewed as an effort towards the foundation's goals of equitable food access, resilient ecosystems, and expanded racial equity and justice in Maine. Massachusetts, community land trust models for lasting affordability. One key distinction between wilderness conservation and working lands protection is the need to consider future affordability. If the development rights are purchased and extinguished on, say, a salt marsh, the job is done. Though ongoing stewardship is needed to ensure the protected resource remains in its natural state, the one-time acquisition of an easement is designed to have lasting impact and value. Contrast this to efforts to protect a working farm. An easement can be purchased and development rights extinguished, but the current landowner will inevitably retire or sell the property, and the future of the land comes into question again. Will it remain in active agriculture? Will it become a private hobby farm with few horses for show? Someone new must step forward to keep this farm in production, and this can prove expensive. As land continues to appreciate in value, purchasing that property becomes increasingly out of reach for the majority of new farmers and farm families if care is not taken to ensure the land remains affordable. In Western Massachusetts, the Farmsteads for Farmers project at the Berkshire Community Land Trust, or BCLT, is applying lessons and tools developed through the affordable housing community's work to address the same challenges of ongoing affordability and access. The community land trust movement, first established as a tool to help Black families achieve land tenure in the American South, has grown to incorporate nearly 225 projects nationwide that address the ongoing affordability of housing through decommodifying the land and removing its value from the market equation. Farmsteads for Farmers seeks to apply the same framework to agricultural land in the southern Berkshires, addressing barriers to both farmland tenure and housing insecurity for landless farmers. The Farmsteads for Farmers model is best illustrated by the current campaign to secure River Run Farm in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. BCLT, collaborating with a generous donor, bought the 79-acre farm along the Housatonic River on the open market for $1.2 million in 2021. After making an additional $400,000 worth of improvements to the farmhouse and existing infrastructure, BCLT partnered with local farmers struggling to find secure land tenure to buy the house and on-farm infrastructure at a price of approximately $200,000, then to enter into a 98-year ground lease, which is inheritable and renewable for long-term access to the property. BCLT is currently fundraising to cover the $1.4 million difference and will begin leasing the land to the farmers at a marginal rate. Notably, BCLT also incorporates the value of the farm's ecosystem service contributions to the local landscape and food system into the lease payment calculations. Because the farmers own the infrastructure, like the farmhouse, the hoop houses, irrigation systems, perennial crops, and even soil carbon reserves, the current tenants can sell that infrastructure if and when they decide to leave. Future sale prices are then set by formula, guaranteeing a lower price for future prospective owners. Though this agricultural spin on the community land trust model is capital intensive, as the CLTs behind the project need access to significant capital to support and purchase and hold the property in perpetuity, it creates opportunities that truly set farmers up for success. With lifetime tenure on high-quality land in a supportive community, the new owners of River Run Farm have the opportunity to build equity and their business without focusing on debt service. BCLT Operations Director Beth Carlson shared the motivation behind implementing this model. Quote, "This work is complicated. Across the country, people are doing gymnastics, trying to put together tax credits, agricultural preservation restrictions, conservation preservation restrictions, easements, whatever, all in order to put farmers on land. And once that's done, it's done. You can't sell the development rights again, so the land is eventually going to be sold and the price is going to go up. This model removes that recurring cycle permanently." New Hampshire, community-owned resources for aspiring farmers. In 2004, a group of community members seeking a more connected way of living embarked on the development of the New Benusit Neighborhood and Farm in Peterborough, New Hampshire. The original organizers and residents who have joined the community over the past 21 years shared a common interest in building a community that encouraged living and working together to nurture and support each other and to steward the land on which they live. That commitment has, over time, manifested in the development of 29 energy-efficient houses, townhouse units, and condominiums for individuals and families, thoughtfully sited to protect the woods and waters of the 113 acres collectively owned by the community. At the core of the New Benusit project is a commitment to making connections with and through local food and agriculture. In addition to developing homes for like-minded residents, the community serves as a nurturing home for new and beginning farmers, by offering access to 8 acres of agricultural land, access to a tractor and farm equipment, and essential infrastructure like cold storage and a seedling greenhouse, all in exchange for responsible stewardship of the farmland. The community also forms an informal but easily accessible market opportunity for residents who are excited to support the farm operation in their backyard and give a new business a ready-made customer base. With no lease payments, supportive neighbors, and a head start on marketing, farmers just getting started are able to dedicate their capital and attention to building a strong business as they see fit, rather than building a business as quickly as possible to start paying off a mortgage. Elspeth Pendleton Wheeler and Jason Woodworth, owners of Newby River Farm, started their diversified vegetable operation on the co-housing community's land 4 years ago and will move to a new property elsewhere in Peterborough in 2026. Giving the co-housing community an opportunity to consider inviting another new farmer to take advantage of the assembled resources and the excited, supportive community.
Rhode Island, putting land to work for justice and equity. In Rhode Island, the Southside Community Land Trust is powerfully reshaping the way communities access and engage with food. In this issue's conversation with Southside's Executive Director Margaret DeVos, land is not a backdrop. It's the foundation for a more just and resilient food system. As both a land trust and a food systems catalyst, Southside is reclaiming urban and rural parcels across Rhode Island and placing them into permanent community stewardship. The organization doesn't just acquire land to preserve it, it puts that land to work for people, helping local farmers grow food for their neighbors and build viable livelihoods in the process. In places like Providence, where green space is rare and food insecurity is high, Southside supports the SCLT Healthy Food Hub, which provides a central place for farmers from around the state to sell their produce to people who otherwise don't have access to fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables. DeVos reflects on the fact that the areas with affordable land and where food needs are greatest aren't always the same. Today, even as land values climb, Rhode Island has the highest cost per acre of land in the United States. The organization continues to acquire property, often relying on individual donors and public partners to make it happen. Their model blends the long-term vision of conservation with the immediacy of food justice. Land held in trust, not for profit, but for people, especially those historically excluded from ownership and access. When you bring healthy food into a community, DeVos says, things get better. This interview reveals how conserving land can serve not only the environment, but the health, agency, and vitality of communities. Read the full interview at fromthegroundupne.org.
Vermont, pooling resources and sharing land. Farmers searching for stable land tenure have to balance many competing factors in finding a suitable home for their operations. Price, proximity to markets, and soil quality are often the major factors, but farmers, like anyone else, also might consider the quality of local schools, community politics, or opportunities for off-farm employment as they search for the right home for their farms and their families. Chittenden County, Vermont, home to most of the Burlington metropolitan area and over 25% of the state's population, checks most of the boxes for aspiring fruit and vegetable farmers in Vermont as they seek the right blend of agricultural resources and bustling market opportunities. However, demand across Chittenden County is also strong for non-agricultural use. Residential and commercial development are also concentrated on the edges of urban centers as cities sprawl outward. Chittenden County outpaced the rest of the state in rising land prices, with a jump of nearly 7% in the last year alone. Partially because of the limited availability and high value of farmland in the region, a group of five farmers, now all operating as the Farm Upstream, had struggled to find a suitable home for their vegetable enterprises. Tucker Andrews, Corey Froning, Spencer Hardy, Jacqueline Huttenmoser, and Jake Kornfeld each had farming experience, but they ultimately found success through collaboration, both as farmers and with community partners. A 100-acre farm with good soils in an agriculture-friendly community located 30 minutes from Burlington came on the market in 2023, but at a price out of reach of any of the individual farmers. Coming together allowed the growers to pool their time, effort, experience, financial resources, and networks of support to purchase the property by the end of that year, providing the collective with stable tenure to put down roots and to grow their businesses. This transfer provides a perfect illustration of the role and importance of agricultural conservation easements and farmland access efforts. The Vermont Land Trust and the Jericho Underhill Land Trust, in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service, the Jericho Conservation Reserve Fund, and the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board, purchased an easement to protect 52 acres of high-quality agricultural soils along the Lee River and reduce the final purchase price owed by the farmers by nearly 75%. With an affordable purchase, the Farmer Collaborative retained capital that could instead be invested in the infrastructure required to get their farm up and running. The five farmers at the Farm Upstream, like other multifamily farm operations around the region, are building a model centered around collective capacity, calling on many hands to find success in a challenging marketplace. The conservation partnerships that emerged to protect this particular parcel have made this model possible.